Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, women have clued in that many men want to be alpha males. And Kelly here says that if you want to be an alpha male, you can never judge a woman for her past, and you need to support her children as if they were your own. She's describing a beta hoping to trick an actual alpha into behaving like a beta. The real sign of an alpha male is that he doesn't listen to what women say because he can easily replace her with a younger model. Up next, Peter Schiff, a libertarian gold bug, attacks Mark Ruffalo. After Ruffalo says it's time for a revolution because capitalism is failing us. What right does Ruffalo have to say that capitalism is failing when he's worth $35 million? Schiff says yes, too many people are getting rich making movies. It's time to create a Department of Entertainment to provide equal pay for all actors. Not to worry though, because AI is about to make most actors completely irrelevant, and they'll all fade into obscurity. I can't wait. Number three, behind every woman on Instagram, there are hundreds if not thousands of simps validating her posts. They provide free dopamine for women, and the men all hope that she sees their like and DMs them, which rarely ever happens. This is just simps and hoes doing what comes naturally to them. If you want to win with women on Instagram, then make a great profile with muscles and money, and then watch the women show up. But even that's too much effort with today's hoflation. Moving on, if you had to describe a beautiful conservative woman with only one word, what would it be? I think it would be chameleon, doing whatever she has to get a conservative chad. Women dressing up as conservatives is just a mating cue. But other words to describe conservative women might be penisless or boinkable. If I could use two words to describe a woman like this, it would have to be that she's high maintenance. Number five, this article asks men, where have you gone? Please come back. It's written by a 50-something divorced mom that's been on hundreds of dates. Looks like she finds tons of men, but none of them want to keep her around for very long. The truth is that men with value are either playing the field with younger women, or they've gone their own way. What she really means is, where the hell have all the good-looking men with money gone that want to commit to me? They haven't gone anywhere, lady. You can still find them back in your 20s. Up next, the New York Compost says that this is so sad that a dad abandons his 5-year-old son at school after discovering that he's not the father. I'll tell you something even more sad, that a man spent 5 years of his life living the lie that his wife made that this is his son. Somehow men being screwed over doesn't matter to our society anymore. That's the real tragedy. I would have at least taken the kid home and blamed the mom because that is her doing. But you know, women and accountability are like oil and water. Number seven, statistically, this is how much notch count matters for women. There's a 96% chance that a woman with 20 or more lovers never gets married. So that means that most women these days will never get married. No wonder 50% of women will be single and childless by 2030. This looks like it explains the reason why so many women are single these days. You're a sucker in this day and age if you marry a modern woman. Moving on, this top UK spicy content star says that her job leaves her in excruciating pain each day. Gee, who would have thought that vigorously inserting large slabs of meat into yourself regularly might have consequences? Poor girl. Has she ever thought about a career change before? She's just posting this to gain sympathy from simps that'll then go on her OF page and feed her some of their simp bucks. This is a thinly veiled ad designed to make some men laugh at her while getting other men to send her money. Number 9, are women without tattoos more attractive? Of course they are, because who wants to bang a wall full of graffiti? And besides, I don't need reading material during sex. Tattoos and piercings all scream I'm a dime a dozen and desperate to fit in. They're just following the herd instead of setting their own trends and thinking for themselves to whatever extent they can. The only thing this one might need to do is lose 5 or 10 pounds. Up next is peak boomer culture in the 1970s. A bomber pilot secures the big victory by hitting the bullseye. In 2025, another pilot hits the bullseye, accomplishing a big victory. It's almost as if many boomers suffer from main character syndrome. The only redeeming quality to Top Gun's main actor, Tom Cruise, is that he's not a boomer, but actually Gen X. As for Star Wars, the Galactic Empire wanted peace, and the Rebel Alliance were the domestic terrorists. Number 11, according to the Stoic Marcus Aurelius, to offend a strong man, tell him a lie. And to offend a weak man, tell him the truth. This explains perfectly why the left is so easily offended when you present them with facts. Here's yet another quote by Aldous Huxley of Brave New World fame, saying that facts do not cease to exist because they're ignored. This just proves that humans hate change and that new information disproving their worldview has to be vehemently opposed. Moving on, here's a lie that this guy desperately wants to be true, and believes it to be true. That there's an old boys club keeping women from happily doing jobs like road building, construction, garbage collection, and ironworking. I'm sure women would do these jobs. Unfortunately, all comes down to the 3 D's. Women avoid jobs that are dangerous, dirty, and difficult. I'm pretty sure there would be many women interested in doing wedding videography. There's no old boys network keeping them out. The only thing that keeps them out is the lack of technical expertise. Number 13 Sarah says that if women ran the world, we would have world peace. Fat chance. I've seen how women in offices treat each other, so I have my doubts. Besides, historically, female rulers have always created more military conflict than male rulers. I suspect that if we're only female rulers, there would be endless war, and they would send all the chuds to perish on the battlefields. It's easy to send incels to die when you don't even see them as people. Up next, here's yet another woman, Kelly, asking men to man up and forget a woman's body count. You know, our efforts are not in vain or falling on deaf ears when women like this are trying to go out there and do damage control. The word is out after a woman sleeps with 6 or 7 guys she can no longer pair bond with the new guys. Her hormone regulation is compromised. Kelly will still get smashed by Chads into the triple digits. And no Chad will take what she has to say here very seriously. Number 15, over 2 million women showed their exposed bodies on OF and learned less than $50 a month. That sure sounds like a great way to ruin your earnings potential in the future. Turd-flinging Monkey says that it's basically the opposite of dating apps. Instead of 80% of men being invisible and 5% of men getting all the action, on OnlyFans, only 5% of women make serious money, while most women make less than $50. Then again, even $50 sounds way too much for so little effort. Moving on, the people of Haiti and Zimbabwe ended all the white people when they took power, and their countries collapsed. Now South Africans are ending their white farmers and trying to take power too. I guess they have a hard time learning from the example of others. Maybe South Africans will continue the Haitian tradition of making mud cookies. Cookies made from clay, salt, and sometimes shortening, because of extreme poverty and food scarcity. Why can't these countries follow the example of Wakanda? Number 7, why is it that the Democrats are okay with Iran having nukes, but aren't okay with Americans owning firearms? The Democrats also ironically walk hand in hand with the illegals that pillage and end American citizens. But if you tell them that truth, they'll hate you and deny that it's happening because of that. Remember how we got here with Hillary, Obama, and Biden, giving Iran uranium $1.7 billion and unfreezing their bank accounts. Up next, San Francisco thinks that if they release criminal surveillance videos, it'll actually make people racist. Gee, could it have something to do with the criminals being minorities? They really think that people are too stupid to put 2 + 2 together. Looks like they magically found a way to blame a minority crime wave on their transit system on white people. I just read this as minorities commit the most crime. If that makes me racist, then so be it. Number 19 Ezra here looks broken. Must have been one too many Diddy parties, judging by the fruit in his hair. He was canceled from The Flash because he groomed some young girl, but they ended up releasing it anyway, and he looks mentally ill and he needs to have an intervention or something. I bet that he was the one passed around like a blunt at those Diddy parties. Between him and Amber Turd, the DCEU had some serious problems. Moving on, a new term just dropped called hotwifing, which is a new term for couples opening their relationships where the husband watches his wife get smashed by other men. There's nothing new about this. It's cuckoldry or being a cuck. If you collect money from the other man, then it's called pimping. This article is just trying to normalize being a cuck and make it socially acceptable because some big bad newspaper says that it's okay and trendy. Number 21, you just know that the meeting at Tesla went like this when Elon asked how much we should charge for robotaxi services. Another great answer would have been $6.90, or $69. But you just know that taxis themselves probably won't be 420 friendly, and you won't be able to smoke in there. It's also not fully automated yet, because there's still an observer in the front passenger seat. Waymo has already beat Tesla. Up next, in India, there's a new law being proposed putting men in jail for 5 years for making anti-feminist content. That's how massively that country has been cucked. I believe that Dubai has legislation protecting women too. I looked into their laws when I thought about moving there. They also have anti-corn laws there, so you can't watch it. As for feminism in India, feminists are making the law so that anyone disagreeing with them gets put in jail. India's fertility rate also dropped below replacement, and I predict it's about to go into freefall. Number 23, also India-related news. An American man reveals that when an Indian CEO took over his company, he booted the founders and then replaced everybody with Indians. Why do they do this? Is it part of their caste system or something? It happens around here at the local movie theaters, Walmarts, and Best Buy stores. Not to worry though, soon enough AI will replace most of those workers, and most will have to go back to India or live in squalor, because they don't own enough AI company assets. Moving on, speaking of AI, here we have prisoners leaving prison and university graduates, and what they both have in common is that they won't be able to find a job. Actually, lots of prisoners learn a trade in jail, so they're more likely to get a job than university grads these days. Plus, AI will take the white-collar jobs first, mostly the entry-level ones. So we might be living in a world in 5 years where former prisoners are more employable than college graduates. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to AOC? She's getting fat and you know that she's just going to get bigger from here. But I don't really think she's getting big from McDonald's. I think it's all the tortas and horchata. So AOC looks like she's been eating really well for a communist. Lying and eating bad foods takes its toll on you. We better be careful posting her like this because we could technically meme her all the way to the White House. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.